steal our music back from the greedy industry. Down with the RIAA! Oh, the piracy! It costs you, save you silver coins to make their plastic discs. The artist gets a pittance, but the businessmen get rich. Who needs the majors or retails or 18 bucks CDs? Down with all these parasites! Oh, the piracy! They own the racks at Walmart, they control the radio waves. Who gets a hit, who keeps the split, who can and can't get played? Let's raise our glass to DIY, it's made by you and me. Down with useless middlemen, on the piracy. Why, we don't need Metallica, Judas of a band. They live the life of luxury, yet sue their biggest fans. Let's make them walk the gangplank into obscurity. Down with whining millionaires, on the piracy.
Hello, radio listeners. This is Mikey, and you're listening to Mystery Science Radio, broadcasting from the Yellow Submarine. Nobody's awake yet. They kind of, so I snuck up here to the broadcast booth because I woke this morning and I finally figured out what I'm going to do with my life. I've got it all figured out. This is going to be wonderful. It's going to be tremendous. I am going to be a dry cleaner. And I'm gonna marry Aunt Betty. I'm gonna take care of her, and I'm gonna like provide for her and all that good stuff.
I'm here, you know.
What? Aunt Betty, I didn't know you were here, Aunt Betty.
I was recaptured by the master.
Oh.
He took me in and he said that he was going to take care of me.
Oh, no, he doesn't need any more wives, that bastard. Oh.
Apparently.
I heard that.
Oh, shit. Everybody's awake. What is... All right. This song expresses how I feel, Aunt Betty. This is my chosen profession, my vocation. And here, just listen to this.
Pride of this big country is a thing we know and share. We're here to build a better life for you because we care. The things you wear, the world you live in, are a part of our life too. And we're here to keep them looking good for you. Looking good for you.
Satin suede, drapes and sweaters, suits and coats, woolens and leathers, everything, whenever, whatever, dry clean when you care. Satin suede, drapes and sweaters, suits and coats, woolens and leathers, things you want to keep forever, dry clean when you care. Dry clean when you care.
Our country has come a long way and accomplished much in the past 200 years. Our people have grown strong through the development of advanced technology, better health, and I think one could proudly say, an overall better way of life for everyone. There are many great industries at work in America today, providing the goods and services to sustain and protect this remarkable life that we've come to know, and with this better life has come a mode of living wherein our people have discovered the pride of being able to dress better and more elegantly furnish their homes. And that's where we come in, because we're a part of the proud lives of millions of Americans everywhere today. We're the 10,000 members of the International Fabric Air Institute, and we're here to know about and care for the many fabrics that you wear and use in your home and throughout industry. Our members have come to know the strength that lies in a common voice to speak out stronger on the operation of our industry and the pride and future of our hardworking people. The International Fabric Air Institute is dedicated to professionalism in laundering and dry cleaning through knowledge, research, and consumer fairness. Our membership looks proudly to community involvement, to a continuing investment in the best people and equipment, and our 10,000 professional members are here to deliver lasting pride and service to the fabrics that cover America and her people. The things you wear, the way you feel, are a living part of you. We'll keep your life looking good, that's what we're here to do. The things you wear, the world you live in, are a part of our life too. And we're here to keep them looking good for you. Looking good.
Suits and coats, woolens and leathers, everything, whenever, whatever, dry clean when you care. Satin, suede, drapes and sweaters, suits and coats, woolens and leathers, things you want to keep forever, dry clean when you care.
Take this! canine computer.
And we now open the broadcast day at Mystery Science Radio with a prayer.
O Manos, thou of primal darkness.
Well, this is going to take a while.
Thou who dwelleth in the depths of the universe, in the black chasms of night.
In the bowels of the universe.
Thou who bestoweth the mother darkness upon thy faithful to live internally by her keeping.
Notice how he just came in.
Thou dost make him most blessed forever.
Who is this guy?
I don't know, man.
And thou who dost curse with eternal burning life those whom transgress against thee.
Oh my God.
Holy art thou.
It's a little bit pedantic.
Holy art thou.
I'm scared now.
Holy art thou.
Manos
will be done.
Wow. Manos will be done.
Thy priest who hath remained steadfast. Thy priest who hath remains constant.
Constant.
Thy priest who hath remains righteous.
Righteous.
He's a priest?
Thou hast taught us, O Manos, and we hath listened.
Yes, no, we haven't.
I think we should listen.
Give ear to our words, O Manos, and hear us. Hear us.
Hear us.
Hear us, for we are faithful, and thou
art
our God.
We are very faithful. This makes a lot of sense.
Hey, do you two mind?
I'm giving
a reading here.
Oh, I'm sorry, Master.
Hey, I'm still here, you know.
Sorry, Master.
There may be tour guy, but there's me.
You be quiet, you nincompoop.
Who the hell are you, sir?
I am the Master.
Master of what? Putting people to sleep?
I am the Master.
Frank, don't you recognize him? He's the Master.
Torgo,
I think we should
deal
follow.
With this bumbling simpleton.
No.
Frank, we should follow him.
No.
He knows the will of Manos.
I'm never going to go back to the way of Manos.
He knows the will of Manos.
Torgo.
We're here to follow the will of Manos. It makes total sense.
I'm not here to... No.
Frank, you idiot. Don't say anything. It's blasphemy.
Idiot, you're blasphemy. You're going back the other way after all this therapy.
Hey.
Therapy? You call that therapy? I call it torture.
Frank, count your hands.
Yes?
Count them.
One, two.
One!
No!
Yeah, that was pretty good, Master. That was funny.
I love when that works.
I'll bet he won't be singing Light My Fire for a while.
That's right. Now, go take the dog for walkies.
Okay, here, walkies.
Walkies. I'm getting the heck out of
walkies.
Here.
Walkies. Peppy, is that you, Peppy?
Out here in the field, I fight for my meals. I get my back into my living. I don't need to fight to prove. I don't need it's warm out here. Let's get together before we get much older.
yes, we have a special guest in the studio. Hey, Radio's Frank.
Why, hey, how's it going there, Cherokee Jack? I'm feeling a lot better now.
I noticed that your hand is back so perfectly. What happened? How did you do that? Through magic?
No, man, of course not. No, I just used what was left in the cloning machine. I just had just enough plutonium to generate the 1.21 gigawatts I needed just to clone and repair my hand.
He did not. He went through my sock drawer.
Shh, quiet.
Uh-huh. Okay, so, well, while you're here and you're able to be here among us, since your hand is now perfectly okay, thanks to the master, or not thanks to the master, for that matter.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, I cannot afford to lose any more hands because the cloning machine is now dead. It is useless.
Well, that's just too bad. Anyway, we have a guest in the studio today, and I like to call him the British Explorer Man. Hello, British Explorer Man. How are you today?
Oh, quite jolly fine, actually. Thank you. Yes.
You're welcome. Now, what is your real name, by the way?
My real name is Reginald Beaufort Forrester.
Forrester. Yes. really like that surname. Yes, very nice.
Yes. Well, actually, as it turns out, I am the financial backer of the Yellow Submarine of Love. The master and I met back in the 60s. We were college roommates, and, you know, it was my ambition to search the world, but I had more money than I knew what to do with. And the master told me that apart from raising this Manos person he keeps talking about, he always dreamed of having a submarine radio station. Well, naturally, I thought he was quite bonkers, but I gave him the money anyway.
Well, he really is quite bonkers if he thinks that he's going to be the financial backer to my ship, the Yellow Submarine.
I beg your pardon. I'm the one who actually foot the bill for this operation, you say. So technically, it's more mine than yours, to tell you the truth.
We'll have to see about that.
Well, my name is on the title.
Oh, yeah.
And the registration.
So you're that person.
Yes.
The registration's overdue by about 34 years.
Well, you know, as I say, I've been here and about, exploring this and seeing that and hunting for the various wily beasts.
Well then, why don't you tell us a little bit about that? And while you're telling that, I'm going to have myself a word with Torgo.
Oh, very good. Well, let's see here. I shall regale you with one of my tales of adventure and high excitement and what... Let's see here. Well, this one story. About 3 years ago, Sir Cornwell and Lord Pennyfeather and I were rocketing across the galaxy hunting for the great green Arcosesia, which I don't need to tell you is a highly elusive beast. Well, yeah. One day, as we were traveling across the galaxy, we came upon this enormous black hole. Well, in a peak of scientific curiosity, we came to full stop and investigated. When, wouldn't you know it, this enormous tentacled monster just came boiling and writhing out of the black hole, reaching towards the ship. Well, Lord Cornwell didn't waste any time, but he fired off a volley from the ship's kilozap cannons. Yes, just like that, thank you. And blasted the beast to smithereens. So, as we were celebrating over port and cigars, we looked out the port window and saw several large chunks of the beast floating through the ether. And wouldn't you know it, one of the...
That's gross.
It is. It's terrible. It was hilarious also. But one of the pieces had a face on it, and the face was Lord Cornwell. We couldn't believe it. Apparently, the beast was a future incarnation of Lord Cornwell, come back through time, through the black hole. Well, no sooner had we come to this conclusion than the radiation emitted by the beast's parts caused Lord Cornwell to begin to mutate into the beast that he had just slain. Well, thinking fast, I leapt into action, wrestled the beast into the airlock, and fired him out into the black hole, where he would emerge moments later to be killed by himself. Well, Sir Pennyfeather and I flew off, pondering the nature of the universe and laughing like lords. Well, not quite like that, but very close.
Well,
turns out we... No, wait.
Okay.
Turns out we never did find the Great Green Arcosesia. However, I did come across this beat-up old robot here.
Mm-hmm.
I'd never known what to do with it. It's just been taking up space in the rocket ship.
Huh, curiouser and curiouser.
Yes.
Well, I think I can repair this robot using some of the old parts from my cloning machine.
Oh, well, here you are then. Off with you. Off you go.
Why, thank you very much.
Good luck with that.
I'll catch you later there,
yes.
British Explorer man.
Yes, thank you. Adventure ho!
MacArthur Park is melting in the dark, all the sweet green icing flowing down. Someone left the cake out in the rain. I don't think that I can take it, 'cause it took so long to bake it, and I'll never have that recipe again. Oh no! There will be another song for me, for I will sing it. There will be another dream for me, someone will bring it. I will drink the wine while it is warm, and never let you catch me looking at the sun. And after all the loves of my life, after all the loves of my life, you'll still be the one. I will take my life into my hands, and I will use it. I will win the worship in their eyes, and I will lose it. I will have the things that I desire, and my passion flow like rivers to the sky. And after all the loves of my life, oh, after all the loves of my life, I'll be thinking of you and wondering why. MacArthur's Park is melting in the dark, all the sweet green icing flowing down. Oh, someone left the cake out in the rain. I don't think that I can take it, 'cause it took so long to bake it, and I'll never have that recipe again. Oh no.
This morning with a bad hangover, and my penis was missing again. This happens all the time, it's detachable. This comes in handy a lot of the time. I can leave it home when I think it's going to get me in trouble, or I can rent it out when I don't need it. But now and then I go to a party, get drunk, and the next morning I can't, for the life of me, remember what I did with it. First I looked around my apartment and I couldn't find it, so I called up the place where the party was. They hadn't seen it either. I asked them to check the medicine cabinet, 'cause for some reason I leave it there sometimes, but not this time. So I told them if it pops up to let me know. I called a few people who were at the party, but they were no help either. I was starting to get desperate. I really don't like being without my penis for too long. It makes me feel like less of a man, and I really hate having to sit down every time I take a leak. After a few hours of searching the house and calling everyone I could think of, I was starting to get very depressed, so I went to the Kiev and ate breakfast. Then as I walked down 2nd Avenue towards St. Mark's Place, where all those people sell used books and other junk on the street, I saw my penis lying on a blanket next to a broken toaster oven. Some guy was selling it. I had to buy it off him. He wanted $22, but I talked him down to $17.
I took it home, washed it off, and put it back on. I was happy again, complete. People sometimes tell me I should get it permanently attached, but I don't know. Even though sometimes it's a pain in the ass, I like having a detachable penis.
Lights dim, the curtains go up, and the next sound you hear will be Kitten on the Keys, an authentic original organ solo by a 7-week-old kitten. And now we take you backstage for a brief interview with our star. Good evening. Is it true your solo was performed without a single lesson? And isn't it also true that this is the first time you've played a Baldwin Orgasonic home organ? Or any organ? That goes to prove even mistakes sound good on a Baldwin home organ. If you play the radio, you can play a Baldwin Orgasonic. If you can play piano, you'll wow them on the organ. Now for a change of pace. Here's another cool cat with one of his favorite tunes.
If you're a radio's Frank who recently lost a hand but somehow regained it, you can play the organ.
If you're a brain-dead amputee, you can play the organ.
If you're the Beast from Yucca Flats, you can play the organ.
If you are the severed hand of the Beast of Yucca Flats, you can play the organ.
If you're the severed hand of Torgo, you can play the organ. All right. Chill out, Torgo. Chill out. Play the organ, you'll feel better.
One toke over the line, sweet Jesus, one toke over the line. Sitting downtown in a railway station, one toke over the line. Waiting for the train that goes home, sweet Mary, hoping that the train is on time. Sitting downtown in a railway station, one toke over the line. Who do you love? I hope it's me. I've been changing, as you can plainly see.
I felt the joy and I learned about the pain
that my mama said. If I should choose to make a part of me, would surely strike me dead. And now I'm one toke over the line, sweet Jesus, one toke over the line. Sitting downtown in a railway station, one toke over the line. Waiting for the train that goes home, sweet Mary, hoping that the train is on time. Sitting downtown in a railway station, one toke over the line. One toke over the line, sweet Jesus, one toke over the line. Sitting downtown in a railway station, one toke over the line.
Don't you know that we're a
waiting for the train that goes home, sweet Mary, hoping that the train is on time. Sitting downtown in a railway station, one toke over the line.
Don't you know that we're a
sitting downtown in a railway station, one toke. One toke over the line.
And there you heard a modern story.
spiritual by Gail and Dale.
This is the Yellow Submarine calling.
This is the Master. To receive your official QSL, send your reception reports and your postal address to Mystery Science Radio Shortwave at gmail.com. Do it now, or I'll send Manos to your house to give you the mother of all wet willies.
Ah, it's easy living here on the Yellow Submarine. I'm Cherokee Jack, and you're listening to Shortwave Radio as it's meant to be. And it's time for our Yellow Submarine trivia segment. A segment that we do every week.
No, you don't. Hold on. That's it. I've had enough of this shenanigans.
Well, what do you mean by that,
Master? I'm sick and tired of listening to all these ridiculous questions you come up with. I'm taking over the trivia segment this week. I'm going to ask some serious questions about Manos.
Well, Manos.
Does this mean that I don't get to run off again, finally?
I don't know, Frank. This is a little scary. I have these questions. But let's hear what the master has.
Well, let's save it for the next one.
Yeah, okay, let's save it. Yeah.
All right, this is going to be great.
All right, and just to make it exciting, if you don't answer correctly, I'll kill you.
That sounds fair enough.
With terrible, terrible music. So it'll take a long
please,
time.
Please, I'm allergic to Britney Spears. Don't play me any of that.
Well. Please play us Britney Spears. Play us Britney Spears. We cannot stand Britney. No, please play him. Play him.
You're not doing yourself any favors.
Lady Gaga, play him too.
Yeah, play her. Right. Play Lady Gaga.
Anyway.
I'm allergic to that too.
All right, we'll work on that later. All right, first question.
All right.
And this is important now. You're playing, okay, maybe not for your hands, but you're playing for your hands. That's all right. I like that. What is Manos's hat size?
Frank, any idea?
Yes, I like to think that his hat size is hat.
That's not a size, that's a noun.
All right, so quit hatting around. No, it's his hat size is one size fits all.
Well, you're wrong. Manos is an ethereal being. He has no head. Therefore, he doesn't wear a hat. That's one question down.
Trick question.
Way to go, Frank.
Yeah, I didn't hear anything come from you.
Well.
Okay. Good.
Fine.
They're already fighting amongst
themselves. I'm working
themselves.
On my new poem over here.
Okay.
Well, pay attention. I'm hearing this one on you.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Pay attention now. Who would win in a fight? Manos or Cthulhu?
Oh, that's easy. Mothra.
No, Godzilla.
Are you crazy?
Gamera.
You're...
Godzilla.
No!
Yes.
Mothra.
What's wrong with... You're not doing it right.
Gumby.
Pokey.
Okay. Let's try this one more time.
Go for it, Frank.
King Kong.
All right.
Point match.
Count your hands.
Oh, no.
Manos?
All right. You get that one.
Okay. What's the next question? What's the next
question? All right. The last question here. Remember, you're playing for your hands. All right. He saved his. You're up next, Cherokee Jack.
Oh, Jesus.
Or whatever you are. All right.
It's Monterey Jack, by the way.
I don't give a damn. What is Manos' favorite color?
Captain Jack Harkness. No.
I'm going to go with ham.
You saw my card. That's it.
Magenta.
Nope, that's it. You cheated. That's it. Everybody loses their hand.
No.
Hey, no. No, no.
That's not happening.
No way.
That's
it.
Oh. You're not getting away with that, is it? Come back here.
Ah, another near miss.
Thank you. Okay, well, you could check out our blog, new and on the interwebs, at mysteryscienceradio.wordpress.com. Peace out, home dogs.
What happened? There's suds everywhere. Oh, why didn't I stick to stealing bikes? I mean, I didn't steal the bike. No, I mean, if I did steal the bike, I would have hit it. I know I wouldn't have hit it behind the bridge. So, you know, there's no point looking back there. No, I thought this was supposed to be dry cleaning. Why is it so wet?
Where are my socks?
They're in the wash, I think.
And the master's underwear.
Well, I had to do those separate. They were pretty bad. They stood up by themselves.
Mikey!
Oh, no, it's the master. Quick, Torgo. You take over. I'm getting out of here. Goodbye.
I don't know.
Oh, and how?